This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the pandemic and caring for disabled or older adults while family members work. This is about the many adult daycare centers that had to close, at least temporarily, to keep their clients and their workers away from infection. Hawa Otori has the story.
The McKinley Caregiver Resource Center in Snellville, Georgia, was seeing a growing demand for adult daycare in the years before the pandemic began.
It was mainly comprised of the medical oversight and then activities throughout the day.
That's Aisha Treadwell, McKinley's owner.
I expanded the center, and then we could offer services to approximately 55 to 60 a day.
Her clients paid about $85 per person per day. One of those clients was Diane Fuller's 84-year-old father, who suffered a stroke and now lives with dementia.
They really interacted with their clients. They tried to get them involved in games like bingo, memory, history. They did so much with them.
For 6 years, Fuller drove about 35 minutes to McKinley, but then in the pandemic, it closed.
We had about 20 staff. I couldn't see a way for us to open and keep everyone safe. That's when we decided to transition what we were offering.
With a reduced staff of 5, the center delivered home-cooked meals and offered transportation services for a fee at $3 per mile. Bill Zagorski is the chair of the National Adult Day Services Association. He says this kind of diversification of services is a new trend.
There's certainly a drive from some programs to start including more home-based services. The push for diversification is certainly ongoing.
Part of this includes giving family caregivers support services like food delivery, transportation, and increased healthcare options.
The ability to support family caregivers is a tenant of adult day services. It's just highlighted the fact that family caregivers are also often left behind.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are currently 7 potential family caregivers for every adult 65 years or older who needs assistance. But by 2030, the number of potential family caregivers will drop to just 4. I'm Hawa Otori for Marketplace.